Okay. What I'd like to do is move on and call to order the meeting for the members of the Corporation of the UNR Foundation. In the interest of time, I'll dispense with the roll call for the remainder of the foundation, for the remainder of the foundation meetings, and I'll ask that staff take note of those regents who are present. We'll now move on to agenda item number one, public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC? Again, I don't hear any. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None in Reno.
Thank you. Is there any public? I don't see any public comments here in Las Vegas. SES, is there any public comment on the phone?
Not at this time, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. So we'll move on to agenda item number two, which is the annual report. And I'd like to call on Mr. Gallagher, the chair of the UNR Foundation, to present this report.
Well, that'd help, huh? Okay. I'm Frank Gallagher, chairman of the University of Nevada Reno Foundation. And I'd like to thank all of you for the opportunity to report on the University of Nevada Reno Foundation. Fiscal year 2025 and present the 2026 Executive Committee officers, reappointments for second and third term trustees, and trustees considered for emeritus status. The foundation continues to raise and manage funds that directly support the academic, administrative, and athletic programs of the University of Nevada, Reno. During fiscal year 2025, the foundation received more than $72 million in gifts. During 24 and 25, the foundation provided more than $49 million to the university, including more than $8.8 million for scholarship support, more than $22.5 million for university programs, and $17.9 million for capital projects. The University of Nevada, Reno celebrated its third annual Giving Day, the Wolfpack Way, in April. 1,646 donors gave more than $750,000 to support the students, staff, colleges, schools, and various campus-wide programs. Please mark your calendars for our next Giving Day, which is Thursday, April 9th, 2026. The UNR Foundation endowment returned 11.3% in fiscal 2025. The value of the endowment increased from $379 million in fiscal year 24 to $442 million in fiscal year 25. The Foundation Board of Trustees retained the services of Ide Bailey to perform an independent audit this year, and the Foundation is pleased to report an unqualified opinion of the financial statements for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2024. I would also like to highlight a few key activities since our last annual update. I'm pleased to share that Tracy Ostrom has joined the Wolfpack in April as Vice President for University Advancement and Executive Director of the Foundation. I'm also happy to announce that the John Tulloch Business Building opened its doors to students for the first time in August 2025, creating a new front door to campus that connects the university to the heart of the city and demonstrates our commitment to research, innovation, and collaboration. The Foundation Board of Trustees recommends the slate of officers for the 2026 Foundation Executive Committee as listed on the agenda for your review, and we request approval. Would you like me to provide the names, or is the information on the agenda adequate?
Thank you, Mr. Gallagher. So we've got this separated just in terms of how we're presenting the agenda today. What I'd like to do is just pause for a moment and have the board approve your annual report, and then move into the officers that you have, which is another agenda item. And prior to doing that, what I'd like to do is acknowledge you and the other officers and members of the foundation. Certainly, we recognize that you put in a lot of work. These are a lot of volunteer hours. And so, you know, thank you very much for all the hard work that you do. What I'd like to do is now ask board members if they have any questions specific to the annual report from UNR. Seeing none, what I'd like to do is ask for a motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Regent Prager.
Second.
Second by Regent Del Perry.
Was that Vice Chair Goodman, was that you?
I'm sorry. It was a second from Regent McGrath.
Thank you. So we have a motion to approve by Regent Brown, a second by Regent McGrath. Is there any discussion? Those who are in favor of accepting the annual report, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those who oppose, please signify by saying no or nay. Thank you. Mr. Gallagher, if you'd like, we could move on to agenda item number three, and those would be your officers, and this is for information only, and I'll throw it back over to you.
Okay. Within your agenda, you do have a list of the 2026 Executive Committee, along with renewals for trustees for their second and third term on the board. I'm happy to read that list for you. It's on your agenda. Would you like me to do so?
You know, I'll defer to you if you want to publicly acknowledge some of the folks on this list, but we certainly have it in front of us, and we recognize all the great names that you have on here.
Well, with that, I'll let you depend on the agenda for your review.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, and appreciate all of your time.
Thank you very much for your tremendous support and opportunity to report on the activities of UNR.
Thank you again for your time. We'll now move on to agenda item number four, which is consent items. We'll take all consent items together. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve by Susan Brager.
We're looking for a second.
Second by Regent Del Carlo.
So we have a motion to approve the consent items by Regent Brager and a second by Regent Del Carlo. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Those who oppose, please signify by saying no or nay. Thank you. That moves through. We'll now move on to agenda item number five. This is new business. Are there any new business items? Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item number six, public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC? Hearing none.
No public comment.
I'm sorry?
No public comment.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None in Reno.
Thank you. I don't see any public comment here in Las Vegas. SES, is there any public comment on the phone?
Not at this time, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.